Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Well, good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This morning in Washington, D.C., the United States Department of Agriculture put underway the Ag Forum. It released some numbers for the day. Soybean acres, it says, for this coming year will be down, or rather up, 3.9% at 79.5 million. Corn acres at 92 million will be down 3.5% from the previous year, and wheat acres will be up 1.2%. Here's the season's average price as projected by USDA ERS and Joseph Glauber. That's their chief economist this morning. Corn for the coming year, 2014 crop at $3.90, beans at $9.65, wheat at $5.35. Those are some numbers you might be frightened by just a bit. If you'd like to know some more about how to handle that risk, you can do that this morning in about a half an hour if you're near Casey, Illinois, at Richards Farm Restaurant. Dave Dickey will be there, along with Scott Harms, Pete Manhart, and Chuck Shelby. Hope you can make it over for one of our Will Ag marketing panels next week. We'll be in Clinton at the Richland Community College Extension Center on Wednesday night. That at 7 o'clock. We'll talk more about that later. Here's what the numbers in Chicago look like at this time. Corn futures March contract at $4.53 is unchanged. May at 460 and three quarters, up a half cent. And July at 465 and a quarter, half higher as well. December corn at 468 and a half, up a quarter. The soft red winter wheat at $6.08 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter in the May contract. And March beans today at 1359 and a half, are up 5 and a quarter. May futures 1348 and three quarters, up 6 and three quarters. July 8 and a quarter higher at $13.33. And November soybeans at $11.44 and a half, up 7 and a half cents for the day. Bean meal futures at 451.30, down $1.70, and the bean oil at $40.64. That is up 40 cents for the day. Live cattle, 32 and a half cents higher in the Febs at 144.20, April at 141.75, down 7 and a half cents. March feeders at 171.17 and a half are unchanged, and April lean hogs at $96.92 and a half cents are down 27 and a half cents. On the phone line from Mandeville, Louisiana, at CGB Enterprises is Dan Zwicker this morning to talk about all of these numbers and what they might mean for the marketplace, and maybe to give some indication of how he feels about the USDA Ag Forum numbers. Good morning to you, Dan.
Hi.
How are you this morning, and have you seen those Ag Forum numbers, and what do you think of that $3.90 number for corn?
Well, I guess, you know, you can project that. The question is, you know, what the actual number will be. I mean, you got to keep in mind that all of these estimates are still based upon, you know, what they think acres are going to do, not necessarily what the actual surveyed acres are going to actually show up. On the March 31st report, the USDA will be busy surveying farmers here at the end of February, first part of March, to see if those numbers are in line with expectations. And then, of course, you've got to have generally favorable weather to attain those yields that they're looking at. And the way the winter's gone, it looks like we're going to basically start off with a late spring. How that may or may not impact plantings and early growth and whatnot remains to be seen. But I guess for the time being, you just go with them and do what you want to do with them. And I think that's kind of what the trade's done here today. I mean, the trade sure is not viewing anything as super bearish, with corn moving to the upside here and beans moving to the upside. So they've looked at them, and now they're going on to other factors that are influencing the markets, and going to expect to see what the actual numbers will be maybe here at the end of March.
Last time we talked, you were of the opinion that the old crop export market was ready to catch fire. Do you still think that will be the case?
Well, I think it will be. I mean, USDA acknowledged that they're on their most recent February report, they jumped exports on up to 1.6. That came right to what my number was. I think tomorrow you're going to see some pretty big numbers. Basically, that's going to force USDA eventually to bring down carryout. Now, we still have adequate carryout supplies, but they're a lot smaller than what the bear was talking about here 4 or 5 months ago. And, I want to know where that $3.50 corn's at. You know, he was talking $3.50 corn back in October, November, December, and hell, he's missed that by a dollar. We're at $4.54 here today.
Yeah.
And
he was also thinking $2.1 billion on the carryout.
Yeah, I think last time we talked on Commodity Week, everybody was kind of bearish, and I said that corn was going to go higher, and I think we sliced through $4.50 like warm butter here yesterday.
Yeah, so, is $4.70 in the offing? Do you think we can push up into that area or not?
Well, I think it is. I mean, I'm looking at $4.60s. Those are my numbers on the old crop. I'm looking at something around $4.80 on these corn. And remember, I'm a technician, so once those numbers are met, then I'll have higher numbers to meet later. So you'll never get me stop projecting higher numbers until the market turns its direction. But I think the market is performing quite well in this environment where we're backtracking the seasonal pattern on both corn and soybeans, which does argue that maybe this rally can continue. You know, as we go on into the first half of March, my guess is, as volatile as USDA's reports have become now, that you'll see some kind of break prior to the report as everybody kind of evens up or gets kind of into a position that they can handle some volatility. So, but I think the thing is all green light in here. Trying to creep higher. It's not going to skyrocket, but we are at least creeping higher. And as long as you do that, you keep the bear keeps having to send money to Chicago, and that's what you want right now. That is what keeps it going.
Will the harvest of the South American soybean crop put a lid on the top side for corn and for beans?
Well, they actually yesterday when we had a big run up in beans, we saw big country movement again, both in the U.S. And South America. So, as long as the market offers farmers to sell corn on rallies, sell beans on rallies, the market absorbs all that hedge pressure on top of the market quite well, and those are all signals to me that. The market can go higher because it's already absorbed a lot of that hedge pressure. And we'll see how we close out the day. But if today closes out higher, I think we're in pretty good footing to maybe take the next step up in this market.
Thanks much. We'll talk with you again at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, Todd.
Yep. Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He's out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on this Thursday morning to take a look at the marketplace.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Oh, we're coming up on the top of the hour. It will be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. You, of course, are listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM HD3 Urbana. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. The weather forecast says we'll see showers today, possibly a thunderstorm. Areas of fog, a high of 57 degrees. It'll be breezy on a south wind at 16 to 21 miles an hour. That'll gust all the way to 34. It will rain. Chance of precipitation set at 100% for the day. Rainfall continues into about 7 o'clock tonight. A slight chance of snow showers between 7 and 1 a.m. And then some thunder is also possible in that time. The low of 26 degrees tonight. On a west wind at 29 to 34 miles an hour. Winds could gust all the way to 50 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation for the evening set at 90%. Little, though, or no snow accumulation is expected. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 41 for Friday. It'll be breezy with a west-southwest wind at 18 to 24 miles an hour, gusting all the way to 37. Mostly cloudy on Friday evening and a low of 27 degrees. I'm U of I Extension. This is Todd Gleason. This is WILL AM 580.